Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Bob Gack. The scripture is Genesis chapters 1 and 2. I am a student of ancient history, which invariably contains much mythology. Stories of gods and demons and mystical creators assigned various roles in cultural evolution. There is one consistency in these stories, and that is of creation. All that we experience on this blue orb hurtling through space began seemingly out of nowhere. It wasn't, then it was. The ancients struggled to explain where it all came from, and consequently every culture has a creation myth. Whether it be Hopi Indians or Hindus, all agree someone or something caused all this. This search has not stopped in our modern era. We spend exhaustive resources probing the skies, looking for the moment that the universe was created. We need an answer. We need proof, assurance, if you will, that myths are false and that science will reveal all. You may well ask, to what end? No matter what you believe, it is a fact that humanity was given a gift. Why do we not question the how, but rather the why? I believe that the why is found in all that is revealed to us from Genesis to Revelations. God has always had a plan for us, and He has not been shy in sharing it. If we debate the how, we leave ourselves vulnerable to the human ego. We have all the answers. For example, the earth is only 6,000 years old. The six-day creation were real days, but the geologic evidence proves creation timelines in the millions, and how do you measure days when you don't have sun, etc., etc. I, for one, do not purport to know either the mind or the methods of God. It matters not if the earth was created in 6 days or 6 billion years. What matters is that our God is an awesome God who created us in His image. He also left us with a user's manual, His holy word. In conclusion, the creation story makes for good reading, but it is, after all, just the beginning. Let us pray. Father, help us to focus on the why of your creation and not the how. This universe is your gift to us, and it is through this covenant that we are bound to honor and praise you as you made us in your image. Father, you rescued us from the never-ending dark void. You gave us this wonderful world, and you gave us your Son. We humbly thank you, Abba. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.